What's new since last time?
The final experiment.
Well, across the country. That's a thing.
There's that.
I was in Dallas. Now I'm in San Diego. I was trying to set up the green screen so I could have a cool new setting for my new setting, but I couldn't get my act together in time because there's this little thing called time zones, and I'm used to this podcast starting at noon, and now it started at 10 a.m., and that threw off my whole game. So I blame Brian Peterson for that one.
Yeah. Grayson just wanted to be closer to Comic-Con and VidCon and just all the cons. He's a con man. What can you say?
A big con man.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to any of those before, but
I feel like they'd be cool to go to. I know most of the crowd is actually pretty cool, and like a lot of it is just people stereotyping those guys, but there definitely is a little bit of a strange crowd that I've run into, like, people going there. It's I don't know, I have mixed feelings about it. I think it would be fun, but part of me feels like I might be uncomfortable because I'm not that big of a fan of that stuff. I can't get into it like they can.
See, I lived in San Diego for 3 years between like 2018 and 2021. And so I saw a lot of the Comic-Con crowd at downtown. I never went myself. I've heard from others, not my own experience. But they seem like cool people. And cosplayers are super cool. I kind of want to cosplay something one day. You know,
some, like maybe some Ace are crazy.
Or a gender-bent Prince Mononoke from Studio Ghibli would be cool. I don't know. I think cosplay is cool.
Yeah, I think some of them are really cool.
People get into it hardcore.
There are people who will drop like thousands of dollars making some crazy stuff. It's definitely impressive. It's more commitment than I have to most things. It's like the most committed I've been to something is debating flat earthers, I suppose. My TikTok is probably the thing I put the most effort into.
wait. So we got to talk about it because you're the first one that brought up flat earthers. Like, right now, as we're doing this podcast, the final experiment is on the plane en route to Antarctica with, you know, Witsit and Jaronism and MC Toon and Dave McKeegan. Like, we got to talk about it. I mean, how are you going to change up your TikTok content whenever they prove that the Earth is flat?
Oh, well, if you go on my drafts, actually, I've already made 50 NASA is lying videos. So I'm already ahead of the game.
Oh wow! So you're prepared either way. Well, whatever the result is, you've got it locked and loaded. You're gonna just change the channel and become flat Earth man.
Exactly. I have 50 videos for each side of the argument, just in case. Locked and loaded, ready to go. But something that's actually really funny. Witsit and Jaron, they were in, I can't remember where they were. Somewhere in South America though. Pretty far south, and they were doing predictions on a flat Earth versus what the globe predicts for the sunset or the sunrise, one of the two. Wow. And they were just absolutely mind blown because they're sitting there and they're like, the sun just set right there. Which direction is that? They're looking at their compass and it's southeast. Or sorry, so it's sunrise then. I had it backwards. They're looking southeast and they're just confused. They have no idea what's happening. And, the next day, or maybe later that night, they didn't know, but they had ended that earlier live stream and started a new one. And you can hear Jaron and Witsit talking about how they're going to try to explain it away and how it perfectly matches what the globe predicts.
Can you send me a link for that?
Yeah, I think it was on TikTok. They streamed it on YouTube, but one of my buddies posted it. But it's wonderful. Wow. They even say outright, they're like, we don't know if we're going live yet. They're like, I don't know if we're going to go live. We're thinking about it. They were already live. That's so funny. They had no clue.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Oh, yeah, we need to see this. Like, I need to see that. That's amazing.
So when it's,
let me try to find it.
So when it's summer in the southern hemisphere, the sun appears to rise slightly south. It's not directly east of you.
Well, because we're tilted away, right? Because
it's more so the angle.
But also you gotta remember that the Earth is rotating into that sun, So yeah, I can see how it would be so, because yeah, on a flat Earth it would have to be northeast.
North of you, yeah, it would have to be north of you no matter where you are.
I've never used that argument before.
I really do wonder what's going to happen in the flat Earth community after this experiment.
It's already happened. The final experiment has already happened. People don't understand it. The final experiment has nothing to do with Antarctica. This is me speaking for myself.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with how the flat earthers are going to react. The experiment hasn't even happened. And you already have people saying that Whitsitt and Jaren are Freemasons. They're traitors. They're actually paid shills here to spread misinformation. Dude, they have turned on their fucking flurf papas already. Nothing has even come out yet.
So do you think that this will split the flat Earth community? Like, some will get out and some will just turn on Whitsitt and Jarenism and just get even deeper entrenched?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the same thing happened with, what's his face? The guy who is in Bob Nodell. They turned on him because what happened with the ring laser gyroscope? 15 degrees per hour. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
It's... They all called him a shill. They said that he was paid off to make Flat Earth look bad, even though they hyped up his YouTube channel because they didn't know it was him running the YouTube channel.
Wow.
It was dumb. I think the final experiment is more so to see and document how Flat Earthers are going to react to the fact that it's really happening.
Well,
we already know how they reply to seeing shit with their own eyes.
So no. I saw that that Whitsitt and Jarenism had been concerned about MC Toon or others filming them without their permission or posting things. And so apparently for them to go to commit to going to Antarctica, they had to get an agreement from MC Toon and maybe others that anything that they post on YouTube, they would send to Whitsitt and Jaren first so that they could okay any content that goes on the channel, and they could only be filmed if they had been given their permission to be filmed. They're like very concerned about getting footage of them like having that reaction of, oh shit, like the world's not flat. What are we doing?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's already happened for Jaren, right? At the end of Behind the Curve. That's interesting.
Yeah, so he knows exactly what that feels like, and he doesn't want to be caught lacking again like that, but it would be so funny. Especially for Whitsitt. Like Whitsitt, he promised me that he would debate the flat earth with me back in November of last year, and it's been a whole year, and like he's like, yeah, I'll debate Grayson, I don't have anything against debating Grayson, and then he keeps saying that but never debating me. I reach out, nothing. And then he'd be like, yeah, well, like, we've talked on Discord. That's a debate. I'm like, dude. So maybe, like, after this whole final experiment thing, he's going to try to transition away from the flat Earth, and then maybe he'll debate me on something like geocentrism, or I saw that he was on MDD this last week, Modern Day Debate, on debating fluoride in the drinking water. So like he's already trying to make the pivot away from flat earth towards just more Alex Jones run-of-the-mill conspiracies.
He's been hard on politics lately too. It's definitely a shift.
Yeah, he knows he's cooked, and he has to shift towards other content because flat earth is like, it's over, man. The party's over. Said
he's cooked. Am I cooked, Chet?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like extra crispy.
I for 2025, I don't know if I told you guys this, but I kind of want to do my own like final experiment where I actually, because I already can predict that a lot of these flat earthers are going to start complaining that, oh, well, like things, observations in the sky don't mean anything about the shape of the earth, that whole line. And so I would like to do like an actual measurement. And I always hear this stupid bullshit that, straight equals level, right? And so I want to go down to LIGO. I don't know if in the Louisiana or the Washington LIGO, the giant laser interferometer that measures gravitational waves, it has to be perfectly straight. Like there can't be a deviation because it's a laser beam, and it's like over 4 kilometers. So I have a 4 kilometer perfectly straight line is cannot be level if the Earth is a globe, because like level would just be, you know, perpendicular to the surface, so or perpendicular to the direction of gravity. So as it goes over the curve, the straight line, like basically they have to build up the other side of it so that it's not level, it's straight.
Yeah, it's a tangent.
If you can measure like every kilometer down the length of that 4 kilometer laser arm, it's like a concrete tube, then you can measure that actually the level is changing constantly over the whole time, but it's perfectly straight. And that's a direct measurement that cannot be possible if the Earth is flat. So I'm thinking about trying to get that set up for 2025 and do a final experiment, a direct measurement of Earth curve. And then you can calculate the curvature of the Earth with those level readings.
So you obviously haven't thought about this because that can be debunked very easily. Watch this.
Oh, let me hear it. Let me hear it. Oh, get warmed up. Get warmed up here. Get all kinks out.
Nuh-uh.
Boom.
Get
shit on, Glober.
What a dumbass.
Dude really thought he was
doing something. I got the perfect comeback to that. I got the perfect comeback. You ready for this?
If he says yeah,
no,
I'm
you
lose it. Oh!
Damn.
No, you.
Dude, this is a battle here. This is crazy.
Just hold up a mirror. You guys remember the greatest rap battle in history?
I remember epic rap battles of history.
Yeah, I know epic rap battles of history. I don't know about the greatest rap battle in history. Honestly, the greatest one was Kendrick and Drake this summer. I mean, mostly Kendrick, but...
You know that meme where everybody just goes, oh! And they like start running around and they rub a dollar bill on his forehead and stuff. That's from it's the original video is called The Greatest Rap Battle in History or something like that. I saw it. It's an old video. I saw it like in 2009 or something or
that's classic and, YouTube.
And that it started getting popular, like really popular, like 5 years ago. I was like, this video's old though, but it's really funny because the dude like They're having a rap battle, and the one guy's really good, and the other guy just says, bing, bong, bida boop, bop, bop, bam, bow. And everybody just, like, loses their mind. And it's
super hot fire.
Yeah, super hot fire.
He's getting popular again.
Yeah.
He's been actually, there's this rapper, his name is Babytron, and he went and, like, rap battled him. That nice. Shit was so funny.
Pretty soon he'll get really popular, and then he'll start a podcast, and then he'll start DMing miners on Discord and engage in crypto scamming. And that'll be it. That is the character arc of every single internet celebrity at the moment.
Which, well, by the way, guys, financial advice, invest in Hawk Coin. Okay, Grayson Hawk, I have to say, like, I can stand by this investment. This is a solid financial advice right here. Hawk Coin is only going up. Don't let the haters get to you.
Oh,
invest
man.
Now. Put Hawk, your life savings in that shit.
Hawk Coin, not Hawk Tua Coin, okay? The other one, that one you got to be worried about.
I'm talking about Hawk Tua Coin.
No, I'm talking about your own personalized coin that we're making on Pump.Fun right now.
Yeah, and full disclaimer, Planet Peterson is an early investor, and he will be dumping on all of you. So
yeah, collectively we own 99% of the whatever's wallets, shares, stock. I don't know.
We're calling them hockeys.
I yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I know absolutely nothing about crypto.
I just want to stress, okay? We were only joking earlier when he called me a con man. Okay, that was just a joke. Okay, invest in hockeys.
Thank satire. Yeah, that was satire.
In Minecraft.
Speaking of, you said the character arc of every internet celebrity currently. And the thing is, was he ever personally a Minecraft YouTuber? Because I feel like that is a natural accelerant to the process.
Could be, yeah. Wait, who were we talking about? We were talking about
Super Hot Fire.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I mean, we're good. I think he's safe.
Mr. Beast was really never a gaming streamer, though, either. I mean, like, really early on, he did do a few things like that, but, you know.
He was mostly just like, hey, watch me read the dictionary or count to a million.
Okay, so I said I was going to tell this story about... I have a theory about dreams, and it's that I think a lot of dreams are false memories. They don't actually happen. And I've talked about this before, but the reason I think this is because I've had a huge number of dreams where the dream only lasts for a few seconds, and something is happening, and then there's this big lead up, like something falls on the floor, or just some sort of really loud sound happens, and it always happens at exactly the same time my alarm goes off. And it's like, look, my body does not know that we're 5 seconds away from 6 a.m. or whatever it is, and I start having this dream in anticipation of my alarm. I think it's just a false memory. And I had one 2 nights ago, too. For whatever reason, I rolled over like on my stomach in my sleep. But as I did that, the sheet and the comforter, duvet, whatever you want to call them, like when I rolled over, that like, okay, so how do I explain this? So like it's over top of me, right? Because I sleep on my back. But as I rolled over, I basically wrapped myself like a burrito. So I was like straight jacketed in the blankets, and I was like really hot, and I was trying to roll over, but I was kind of stuck inside the blankets. Well, as that was happening, I was dreaming that I was trying to get through a door, but it was really crowded, and I like could barely open the door and squeeze my way out. And I woke my wife up because I was just like, I wasn't flailing around, but I was
running out in the sheets.
Yeah, so like what I was doing as I was trying to, because I was trying to roll over to get out, that was exactly what was happening in my dream. It was a door. So I don't think that dream was real. And like we know people can have false memories. And so.
You mean you don't think the dream was real? Like you don't think that you were actually dreaming? You think that.
I think my brain made that up. Yeah, I think my brain made that up. Like you can implant a false memory in people. And I think that my brain made that up after the fact. I'm just not.
Yeah, this is like on some Tucker Carlson shit right now. Like about him getting attacked by a demon in the middle of the night. You remember that? Did you guys listen to that?
Yeah. I've heard tiny clips of it.
Very similar story where he's just like, yeah, it was the middle of the night. And like I just woke up in this panic, like something had been scratching me, and I go into the bathroom and I see like claw marks down my side, and I'm like, what could have caused this? And I go back to sleep with my wife and 4 dogs in the bed with me, thinking that must have been a supernatural demon. And it's like, dude, you have 4 fucking dogs in the bed with you, dumbass. Like, of course that you got scratched by a dog, but like he had this like false memory, or he was just like this. I personally think that what you're describing is sort of like on the spectrum of like a full REM sleep and like sleep paralysis, but you were not sleep paralyzed, so it doesn't seem like it was a full thing, but you can still have like not a full vibrant dream, but you can still have sort of like some sort of dreamlike experience when you're not in REM sleep. And I think that maybe you were caught in the middle of that where you're kind of like 50% awake, 50% dreaming. You're like right in that mix, and it just creates this very weird conscious state to where you remember it in that kind of weird false memory kind of a way. It's my take anyway.
Yeah, you betas are on to nothing. The government implants those in your mind to keep you under their control, actually. Dreams aren't even real. You guys, there's no... Name one time someone talked about dreams before the CIA.
So this is actually really interesting because I've been kind of wanting to do a video on the evolution of dreams for a while on my channel, where like it's just such an interesting question about when and why dreams evolved, because you'd be surprised at some of the like really basal types of animals that still seem like they have dreams, like spiders, flies, like even like arachnids, like things that some people would say are not even conscious. And if you're not conscious, then what would be the point of a dream, you know, where you're sort of like a dream sort of helps you congeal memories into long term, and then also practice different scenarios in life. And it can, you know, make you better equipped to handle situations that you haven't been placed in yet if you've dreamed about them beforehand. And, you know, there are certain advantages to dreaming, but if you're not even conscious, then would a dream, like, what would be the point of a dream, or how would a dream work if you're not even conscious, if you're not having an experience? So if there are even, like, spiders and flies that are dreaming, like, I don't know, there's a really interesting relationship between evolution, dreams, and consciousness that I think will be teased out in the future.
Literally, false dreams are how God communicates to us and plans his prophecies to be fulfilled, is by revealing them through dreams. So, get ready, that, nerd.
I like that one more. The CIA has nothing to do with dreams. I'm with the beta.
The so, I can keep up that real quick in that there's this, such a thing called a dream wake. I think that's the term for it, a dream wake. And basically, the wake is about 7 days. So, thoughts that you've had or experiences that you've had, just any set perceptions or thoughts that have occurred in your brain over the last 7 days, have a preferentially higher chance of showing up in your dreams than outside of that 7 day period. So basically, my take on what dreams are or how they arise is, you have this, I don't know if you've ever tried to meditate, if you see, like, you constantly have this background of random thoughts popping up in your head, and your attention can kind of latch on to one of them and then start snowballing it from there. And if you've ever tried to meditate, it's like you do that automatically. When you're trying not to think of anything, that's when the most random shit pops into your head. And there's this constant background of that shit that normally we don't notice, but when you quiet it down, you do. So when you're going to sleep and you're starting to enter REM sleep, you have this backdrop of just random thoughts popping up, most of them from the last 7 day period, this dream wake. And your brain, your unconscious brain, can just latch onto them and start snowballing them and combine them and build them into a dream scenario that is then guided by your own expectations of your conscious brain interacting with the dream. So, like, whatever you're expecting to happen in a dream, that's the direction that the dream goes. And so there's this kind of feedback between your consciousness and then your unconscious developing the dream from this random static background of your psyche. That's my take. Or it could just be the CIA, you know?
Yeah. Or God. Or God, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was probably just God, you know. I think you need to read your Bible. The Bible is pretty clear about this.
Shit. Oh, I forgot. I moved and I forgot to get a Bible. What am I going to do? I'm totally spiritually lost now in a foreign land of California without my Bible to guide me.
What are you liberal? You moved to the liberal capital of the world.
Communist.
Wait, liberal without your Bible.
Wait, Planet Peterson, can you even buy a Bible in California? Is it even available here?
No, it's been illegal for quite a number of years. I had to import my Bibles, but they're really strict about when you move across state lines. They stop you in, like, after you leave Vegas, you go through the whatever port road to get into California, and they stop you, like, do you have any foreign plants or animals in here? Do you have any kind of fruit, anything that could, like, you know, be a host to, I don't know, an invasive species or something like that? Like, no. And, like, you don't have any Bibles or crucifixes or any kind of, like, religious iconography, jewelry, paintings, or anything like that, do you? And I said, hell no. And then, like, all right, you're one of the good ones. Go on in.
And then they hit me with one of these while I left.
I sure do love our overlord, Lord Newsom. He sure is the best, and I'm happy to have him as our God King.
You'll fit right in. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I sure hope that nobody does a color revolution in Newsom's California.
Peterson, if you scroll up a little bit in your comments, did you see the one by Lassie about once having a sexy dream?
Lassie?
No. Oh, spicy.
Yeah. I didn't want to read it, but I figured you might enjoy it.
Once I had a sexy dream, and just before I was about to, I woke up to the fact... God damn it. You could have just said they said a story about a wet dream.
Yeah.
I also have had those weird dream, though, like that you were describing, where it's like a weird coincidence, like right before you're about to wake up or something. I remember in high school having a dream where, like, my dad, who didn't live with us, like, came in and was just like, what are you doing? It's 8:52, you gotta wake up, or something, whatever time it was. And I remember waking up and looking at the clock, and it was, like, that time. And I was like, whoa, like, this was just totally unexplainable. But I think, like, yeah. I mean, I don't even know if it was the same time. Like, if I was gonna be real, like, I don't know, because I have had dreams where I'll become lucid in the dream and I'll ask a dream character, like, some objective information to see if my unconscious would remember something that I don't consciously remember. So I was like, "What? How tall is Mount Everest?" And, like, just without missing a beat, the dream character's just like, 31,269 feet. And, like, I'm like, damn, that was the confidence in that. It sounded right. And then I, like, tried to remember the number, like, specifically so that I could wake up and verify it. And he was way off. My unconscious just totally took me.
It's like, he sounded confident. I was willing to roll with it.
Yeah.
Fucking close.
My unconscious was like, he just is so much more charismatic and, like, insightful than I am. Like, he completely beat me in a debate. Like, not even a debate, just like it was awesome. Like, I went down and saw, like, a dream character and was just like, hey, did you know that you're just a character in my dream? Like, you're just a figment of my imagination. And then he just looked at me and goes, so are you. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like, how do I can't even respond to that. That's so good. I don't know. I mean, have you guys ever interacted with your unconscious in a dream? It gets pretty freaky.
I don't know. Not that I remember. Normally my dreams are just like weird shit. I have this one recurring dream that I like have a chicken and I'm chasing it and it falls in a volcano and I fall in after it.
Wow.
That's like the only part of it I remember.
Like a deep window into your psyche here.
Yeah, I guess I was hungry.
I have a lot of recurring dreams, but there's only one I can remember off the top of my head. My dreams are really vivid. I can smell and taste stuff in my dreams, and every now and then I can walk around and not do whatever I want, but, you know. But the one recurring dream I keep having, and it makes me really sad, I find myself walking around my old elementary school and just, like, peeking in all the doors and seeing how things have changed, and just, like, having this really weird sense of, like, vulnerability and, oh, God, I'm old now and shit like that.
What if you learned that you were actually sleepwalking and that was all actually happening? You were, like, going to your old elementary school, like, looking in the windows at night, sleepwalking, like...
Oh, I used to. I haven't had this dream in a long time, but every now and then.
You used to what now?
What?
You used to sleepwalk to the elementary school and peek through the windows?
No, no. Oh. I was saying I used to have this other recurring dream. I would have it a few times a year. I haven't had it in a long time, but I'll be at. There's different versions of it, but I'll be at work. I'll be teaching. And I'll realize that I have no lesson plan or anything like that. And so I'll, like, start panicking and I'll open a book or try to get on the computer. But I don't know if you guys have this problem, but you can't read or, like, do certain things in a dream. I had a dream once where, I have a lot of these dreams where I try to do something as simple as dial 911 and it's not possible. Every single time I try to push the numbers and I get the numbers wrong and I start over and I get them wrong and I start over, it's maddeningly frustrating. But I've had that. But I also have this dream where, like, I'll be at work and then all of a sudden I'll be like, I'm not wearing a shirt. Oh my God. And then, like, I like either hide under my desk or I try to, like, run away into the staff bathroom and I'm like, well, but I can't leave because I don't have a shirt on or something like that. And it's really, really annoying, not fun, because I don't know I'm dreaming.
I feel like my dreams are seldom ever in scenarios that have anything to do with my real life. Like, in my dreams, I'm usually, like, the hero tasked with a mission of some kind. Like, I'm like, you're a secret agent, you need to go and do this, or, like, oh, you're a saboteur in, like, 1940s France and you gotta go mess with some Nazis, or I'm in a zombie apocalypse, or I have to survive a volcanic eruption and save a town of people or whatever. Like, I'm always, like, I always am dropped into some scenario where I have a mission to accomplish, and I usually accomplish the mission and then wake up, or wake up slightly before I accomplish the mission. But, like, My dreams like almost have nothing to do with my real life at all. Like I'm like you know, in a city that's being attacked by a giant naked mole rat.
I have like a lot of dreams where I'm fighting people for some reason, but like in my dreams I always fucking suck at it. It's like I've literally trained this. I did wrestling, I've done boxing, I've done this stuff, and I fucking suck. What is happening?
Wait, so what's the craziest fight you've ever been in a dream? Because I have one. I know exactly what the craziest one I've been in.
I remember this one very, very specifically. There was this one kid in middle school that really irritated me, and for some reason he always just gave me this attitude. So I imagine myself for some reason in these dreams back in middle school, like getting into a fight with this guy, but I'm throwing the punches in like slow motion, and then I just get my ass kicked. It's terrible. It's like everything that I feel like I should be good at, especially if I'm just making it up in my head as I go, I suck at.
Damn. It's again, very unfortunate. Like if you expect it, then that's what's gonna happen. The craziest fight I've had in a dream was like I seldom have nightmares or like dreams that like go really bad for me. But in this case, I was being chased, like from dream to dream to dream. Like I was trying to run away, go to another dream, and I was getting chased like Inception style through the dreamscape by. So anybody that knows me knows that I like hate giraffes. I used to like giraffes, and then I just had one too many negative experiences with a giraffe, and I don't like them. And in this dream, I was being chased by a hybrid between a giraffe and a tiger. So it was like spotted and striped, and it had like a long, gangly giraffe body, but with like a ferocious tiger head with giant eyes. And like tiger claws and stuff, and the tiger tail, and it was just—it was really fast. It was unrelenting, and it could go find me anywhere. And it was indestructible. Like I tried to fight it, because normally I win most fights in my dream, but this was the one time where it was like literally nothing I could do could stop this thing. And its head was like moving around on a swivel on this long neck. You just couldn't pin it down. And I finally got it, and I like. You can't choke it out. I try to like poke its eyes, and its eyes are like rocks. Like they cannot move. Like I'm just like, it is just invincible. Yeah, thumbs down. Exactly.
Thumbs down. That sounds thumbs fucking terrifying. Whatever creature you imagined.
I literally had to survive until I woke up. It was terrible.
Grayson. Okay. Like we all know that, okay, go to therapy, because we all know that that really happened, and you're just trying to cope by saying, no, it was just a dream. Like, that very that very obviously really did happen, and you something in your brain is just not letting you live with the reality of it. So you're just saying, it was a dream. Yeah, so.
You see through me. You see through me like an open book.
Yeah, go to therapy. It's almost 2025. Men can go to therapy now. The giraffe.
Yeah, would it be a jiger then?
I am not gonna go there with it. I don't want to name it. I think it should just be unnamed, and I should just forget it.
You need okay. I got to tell my dream thing real quick, and then you need to tell me about these negative experiences with giraffes because you're in the 0.001% of the population with whatever that's gonna be.
I know I'm a giraffe hater, and. Everybody hates me for it.
Yeah. But anyways, another common dream I have is I'll be running, like, because I did track and field, and so I'll be running on a track, but I can't fucking run. It's, like, impossible. And it's really weird because I can, like, it's like I'm running into an extremely stiff wind, but there is no wind. So what do you do if you're trying to run into the wind and you want to try to go faster? What's the trick? Do you know?
Probably decrease the surface area that you're being exposed to the wind.
And the only way to do that would be to, besides running sideways, because that looks goofy.
I would say, like, curl up into a little ball like Sonic and then start rolling.
Almost, but lean forward, right? So I keep having this dream where I'm trying to run, but like I'm barely moving. So I lean forward and that kind of like makes me fall forward and I go a little bit, but then I stand up and then I'm like barely moving again. And it's so weird because I can feel it all happening. And it's just, holy shit. Did you guys hear that?
Nope.
Oh, the fan on my computer just went. That thing almost got air, I think.
I did hear that.
Well, it's all about that? Your expectations. Mm-hmm. Like, at this point, it's happened to you so many times in the dream. And I've had dreams where you're trying to run, and it's like you're running through molasses, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, it's very common, but it's also flavored by your own expectation. Like, if you are expecting yourself to run super fast, that's what's going to happen. If you're expecting yourself to be running slowly because you typically run slowly in your dreams and you've just built up that expectation, that's what's going to happen.
I had a dream once where I ran into a gas station and then it was getting robbed and the guy pulled out a gun and I just like went into the fetal position on the ground and he shot me and killed me. And then I woke up as a young boy, like 7-8 year old boy in a completely different person. And I woke up in this really nice house. I was like, what the fuck? And I walked downstairs and there were guitars hanging all over the wall. It was a really cool, like one of those like modern houses with like the staircase that's not a staircase, like a real staircase, so, like connected to the wall instead of like having a frame or whatever and all that stuff. But there were all these guitars on the wall and I can like have thoughts when I'm dreaming, which I don't know if that's really rare or not, but like I can intuit and rationalize what's going on in dreams. It's like a plot has been downloaded in my brain or whatever. But anyways, so I saw that and I'm like, I'm a kid and my dad plays guitar. In my previous life I could play guitar. And then shortly after that I woke up, or I just don't remember, but yeah.
You guys have way, way more vivid dreams than I do. Mine is always something stupid. Like you were talking about running. I have dreams sometimes where, like, I can run really fast, but, like, my form is, like, a Minecraft character. Like, I come, like, off the ground a bunch and keep my arms real straight.
That's pretty vivid and cool. I don't know.
But that's it. I don't know any details about it. I just know that I could do that.
Like, whenever you're dreaming, oftentimes, like, you do have this dream logic that is built from your, like, own intuitions and expectations. But, like, a lot of your prefrontal cortex is just like off. Like a lot of your rational executive functioning is just shut off. And like, I think for some people that can be more of your prefrontal cortex active versus deactive. And like, there's like a spectrum. Cause for me, I think like all of my prefrontal cortex is just shut off in a dream. Like I will never be in a dream that is like too illogical for me to like stop and question it. I will just always go with whatever kind of crazy dream logic scenario has been set up before my face. Like I'm like, oh, okay, so I need to forge like a new pair of jeans in, and by pouring molten hot denim into like the jeans forge, and then I need to try to figure out how to put these jeans onto a snake before it can like turn into a panda or something. I've had that dream before and I never once stopped and was like, wait, this doesn't make sense. Like I will never, my rational thinking brain will just never turn on in a dream.
Speaking of having hot molten stuff in your jeans, did you guys see that comment that one person wrote earlier about they were having a dream and then all of a sudden no, we're not going there yet. I can't remember who was that. I don't remember who wrote that.
Lassie,
yeah.
Yeah.
Lassie. Oh, I was thinking Old Yeller. Like I had trauma for a second, and then I was like, wait, no, a different collie. Old Yeller wasn't a collie. Wait, what was old? You know, Old Yeller was a lab.
The border collie that comes and gets us because a kid is trapped in a well, and then the Lassie comes and alerts our attention by like invading our dreams and giving us a wet dream to startle us awake to go and help the children.
Yeah, that makes sense if you don't think about it. So,
yeah,
what the hell do you mean by you've had too many negative experiences with giraffes?
I've had one too many. It's just one bad experience. I could just forget about it, let bygones be bygones, but just one too many asshole giraffes have... You know, it didn't even happen to me. Like, the first experience happened to me as a kid where could have been my own fault, you know, but I still blame the giraffe involved. I went to a safari, gonna feed all the animals. I'm super excited. I loved animals. and I got all my little safari food in like the little cup, and I get the very first stop is the giraffes. We stop over the little safari bus and open up my, you know, fistful of food, and I like offer it to the giraffe, and he just, I just slobbers his big blue sandpaper tongue all over my hand, gets it all gross, and then just traces it down, like licks down my arm all the way to the cup that was in my lap, and takes the whole cup of food out of my lap and just downs it, throws nice. It aside, and just litters up the earth. And I didn't have a single thing of food for any of the other animals. Massive bummer. Totally day ruined by the very first stop. This asshole giraffe just wanted my food and just taking advantage. Literally taking kind of candy from a kid's whatever the... what is it? Taking baby. Candy from a kid's... I don't know. Taking candy from a baby. But then the second experience that didn't happen to me, but I witnessed. And, you know, I can't blame the giraffe yet again, but I do blame the giraffe. This was at the Dallas Zoo, and they have a giraffe enclosure where you're gonna get to be on the second story. So you're like, the giraffe is like eye level with you, you know? And this woman was up there, and she dropped her like nice Gucci sunglasses like down into the giraffe enclosure, and she's like on the phone like, they're $150 sunglasses and you need to come and get them, and she's like trying to get the zoo people to come and get them, and the giraffe like notices all of her excitement and like wanders over, and she's like, no, shoo, and she's trying to shoo this giraffe, and the giraffe like comes over and like looks at her, looks down at the glasses, looks back at her, she's like, no, shoo. And it like gingerly, like slowly, like goes down and picks up the glasses so delicately, like just at the little, like the leg of the glasses. So it's careful not to break them. And she's like, oh, and like it like stands up and she's like, no. And like it starts coming closer to her. And she's like, yes, come on. And it gets like close enough to where it's just out of reach from her. And then it just like stares at her in the face and goes,
and then eats them.
And just starts chowing down. And like, he's like, no. And it's just like raining down glasses parts. And the giraffe was just like, literally, I could just see that he was just enjoying the pain that he was causing this woman. Like, he just wanted to inflict as much pain as possible onto humans. And like, I get it. He's in a zoo. I'm not going to hold his sadism against him after a life of captivity. But at the same time, that's just like two out of two giraffes that I've interacted with have been assholes. Just, I know that they're a result of their environment, but just assholes. That's all.
So you're...
And also, I don't trust them because they sleep. Like, they have like, they sleep the least amount of any large mammals. They don't make a sound. Their vocal cords are literally too long to function. They cannot... I don't trust anything that's just evolutionarily incapable of making a sound. And, like, their horns? Why do they have horns? They don't need them, those stubby little things. I just don't trust them. They just are not very trustworthy. They don't sleep. They don't make a sound. You can't be around them. They're not... You can't... I would never fall asleep around a giraffe, okay? I just don't find them trustworthy. They're assholes, and you just... They're suspicious to me.
Dude, what do you mean? They're party animals. They are awesome. Everything you just named off sounds like a positive. Barely sleeps, just like a college student. Fucking, I don't know the other
horny,
thing
you said. Doesn't just it? Like a college
horny,
student.
Yeah, horny like a college student. Their vocal cords barely work, right? Most college students are really bad at talking to women. Yeah, you're just naming like off a frat kid. Okay, all right. Well, that's fair then. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Grayson took the side or was empathetic to the Karen here really tells us where his loyalties lie, I guess.
That's a good point.
So, I'm a human, okay? I gotta rep the other humans when, like, I mean, the giraffe, he's just fucking with her, okay? And, like, yes.
That's what I would have done.
I would have done the exact same thing, and that does make me a hypocrite, but so what? I'm a human. I get to be a hypocrite, okay?
If I were that giraffe...
Just 'cause you're a human, how can you be a hippo and a crit?
If I were that giraffe, I would have done exactly what that giraffe did. Give her hope. give her a Disney princess moment. You're almost about ready to have your Disney princess moment, and then take it away from you.
That's what just he did.
Like
yeah,
yeah, and that's what should have been. You know, it's funny, like stuff like Gucci glasses or whatever. That's supposed to be like, how do I say this? If Floyd Mayweather, he has 3 Bugatti Veyrons that he's never driven before, right? And if there was a hurricane, I don't know where the guy lives, but if there was a hurricane and all of his Bugattis were destroyed or whatever, you know what he would do? He would just get 3 more of them because he can. If you're crying about $150 glasses, you probably shouldn't have $150 glasses. The glasses I have, I got them on. I should go get them because they're really
just like, oh, sounds like a broke bitch.
Yeah. Pretending not to be. Well, not broke, but you know, I mean, if you can't stand the idea of losing a pair of glasses, then, or having to replace that pair of glasses, then you probably shouldn't have that pair of glasses. This kind of thing happens to car enthusiasts, because you can get a Maserati for like $20,000, but then they don't realize that you're going to have to pay $10,000 every 5 years to have the thing serviced, or if anything, you know, goes wrong or whatever. So it's that kind of thing, similar to that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, don't be a broke bitch around giraffes. I think that's a lesson that we can all pull from this.
Yeah.
It's kind of like investing, you know. Don't put in more than you can afford to lose. It's like, if you're going to buy something and you would be absolutely just, you know, devastated, unless it's a home or a vehicle, then you probably don't need to buy it.
You know, actually, that was well said. I think that's the solid thread of advice that I can pull from both of my giraffe stories, is don't bring anything around a giraffe that you are not comfortable losing. And that would have solved all of the issues in both of my giraffe stories. So that's good, solid advice that we can all take into our separate lives.
So basically, if you're poor, giraffes will like you. Simple as that.
Could be.
I'm still on the side that giraffes are just going to be haters, no matter if you're poor or rich. I feel like giraffes are just haters. Like, that's just from my experiences. Obviously, I'm biased here, but I just feel like deep down in the core of a giraffe, you will find a hater.
Interesting.
You know, sorry, not sorry. Okay, I, all the giraffe lovers, you can come at me. You can unsubscribe from my channel. You know, I'm sorry, but I don't think it would take a lot. Like, I would have to meet a very, very lovely giraffe to change my mind at this point.
You know, that woman, if you think about it, like, yeah, she lost her glasses, but that's actually an incredibly funny story. You could tell that story at every it'd be like a Thanksgiving tradition. Oh, tell the story about the giraffe, you know, and so the story is priceless. However, I'm guessing that woman probably takes every opportunity she can get to be like, oh my God, that fucking zoo, I hate, you know what happened to me there, and blah, 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 and so...
I bet that woman probably blames like the zoo employees, honestly. She's just like, they were so, like, they didn't respond right away. They were so slow. I bet she just complains about the employees, which, you know, sucks.
What's that kid that got Harambe killed up to these days? He's got to be like a college student by now.
Yeah, he had to have gone into the witness protection program. Like, there is, yeah,
they got that kid's like locked down. Nobody knows who he is.
Oh man. Yeah,
you cannot let people know that you're the kid responsible for Harambe's death. Like, you're going to get beat up anywhere you go.
I got to tell you guys a story. I read about this on I saw it on TikTok, and I looked it up on multiple news sources as well and on Wikipedia. This actually happened in 2013. There was this soccer game being played in Brazil. It was like in northern Brazil somewhere. And the ref gave a player either a yellow card or a red card. I don't know. The player hit the ref. So I want you to guess what the referee did in retaliation.
Kicked him in the nuts.
Nope.
Kissed him.
Nope. Closer.
I was going to say kissed him.
No. He took out a knife and killed him.
Jesus.
Now, I want you to guess what the fans did in retaliation.
Killed the ref.
Be more specific.
Beat him to death.
Worse.
Cut off his junk.
They might have done that. I'm not sure, but worse.
Oh my God. Where was this?
In Brazil. This was in 2013. It was 11 years ago. God, the fans rushed onto the field, quartered him. They ripped his limbs off, presumably with their bare hands, because I don't know what kinds of or maybe they took his knife and did it. They completely dismembered him, beheaded him, and put his head on a spike in the middle of the field.
Yo!
This actually happened. I'm
looking at that rap battle right now.
Well, you know,
I saw.
That seems like a reasonable response.
You want to see the pictures on LiveLeak?
No, thanks.
No, just they're really blurry. So, but yeah, he was refereeing an amateur soccer match.
Amateur. Oh
my he God. Sent off a player who refused to leave. They began a fight. The player punched him. The referee took out a knife and repeatedly stabbed him. He died on the way to the hospital. When fans watching the game found out about his death, they invaded the pitch. They stoned him, decapitated him, quartered him, put his head on a stake in the middle of the pitch. Yeah.
Wow, man. Like, you know, people can be worse than animals sometimes. It's really crazy.
You know, yeah. Imagine you're the person that happens to, and then, you know, 10, almost 20 years later, someone's sitting there and they're like, it's a 30-year-old woman. She's like, okay, on today's episode of our Spoopy Doopy podcast, we're going to talk about this referee. That'd be unfortunate.
Wait. Which one of us is the... is the host of the Spoopy Doopy podcast in this analogy? Who's the 30-year-old woman?
Here's the thing. We're not the podcast I'm talking about. I'm talking about the real podcasters, the ones who know what they're doing, you know, the ones that take
money from Russia, like Tim Pool over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
how I don't know anything about him.
Russia has not approached us, like, honestly. Like, we haven't been approached by Russia at all. Like, I'm ready to be talking about, you know, our boy, Bashar al-Assad, friend of the podcast, was, you know, multiple tragedy occurred this weekend. And you know, we're not even getting paid here to defend him, but look, what happened to him was tragic and wrong, and we just have to remind everybody that, you know, we're all people, you know, show some respect for Bashar and his things. You know, people are ransacking his beautiful, his home, and nobody's coming at bat to defend our boy. So, Russia, come help us defend.
You make a great point. You make a great point, but we really should be talking about our great leader, Kim Jong-un. I mean, what a heck of a guy, am I right?
He doesn't
Everyone's poop. Always talking bad. Everyone's always talking bad about him. I heard that he's never played anything except a perfect game of golf. How can someone explain that?
Yeah, the very first...
I heard that he dunked on LeBron. LeBron flew out there and Kim Jong-un dunked on him.
That happened. I heard about that and people are like, no way.
I wonder
LeBron's not the GOAT.
I wonder what they tell their people in the news every year the Olympics and the World Cup are happening, because they don't get to go. So I wonder. I don't know. I wonder what the cope is.
They did go in the one where they had the Olympics in Korea, South Korea. The Korean team was a combined North and South Korea team.
Ugh, that was 88. In Seoul.
Oh no, that was like recent. Like it wasn't the summer Olympics. Like,
the Winter Olympics? Oh.
2022. Very recently.
Mm. Weird.
That would be a weird team up. I feel like if you were on either of those teams, you'd be really confused.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, crazy shit happened in South Korea this last week since we were gone on the podcast, where, like, the president, like, tried to do a coup, and everybody was just kind of like, nah, bro.
Military's like, no. Didn't he have, like, a 10% approval rating when he tried to do that?
And he tried to use, like, apparently they were trying to do, like, a false flag with, like, pretend, like, they were under attack from North Korea as an excuse to, like, declare martial law and take power. And, like, they were trying to, like, use, like, the shit balloons. Like, did you guys hear about this? Where, like, North Korea will send, like, balloons full of shit and garbage, like, over to South Korea and then just drop them, like, drop yeah. a bunch of shit and garbage. Which is, like, yeah, kind of a genius move because, it's like, you know, you send over a shit balloon and what are they supposed to do in response, right? If they send, like, some deadly force in response, like, they're the aggressor. Like, you know, you can't be killing people over a shit balloon. That's a prank, bro. And so, like, it is kind of a genius little geopolitical move because no matter how they respond, it's like, it's going to be wrong.
All that I know for sure is that, you know, Kim Jong-un is definitely the GOAT.
Mm-hmm. All I know is that our boy Kim Jong-un did nothing wrong.
Yeah, you know, I think he was just trying to make content for his YouTube channel. He's like, okay, guys, today we're going to send these shit balloons over to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think he's that's how it went. Really tactician, strategist, and military leader that we can all aspire to.
Exactly. And, you know, I hope that everyone listening, you know, they know that this is definitely 100% real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, man, our boy Bashar al-Assad.
Listen, okay, like...
Friend of the podcast. Listen,
okay. Friend of the podcast, yeah.
No, okay, he gets a bad rap because of all of, like, the prisons and torturing and gassing of children, but, like, when you move past all of that, okay, and you get to the real Bashy underneath, okay, the real one that we all know and love. I think that people would see that he's a good guy down there. He's a trained ophthalmologist. I mean, have you ever met a trained ophthalmologist that was a bad person?
I heard that he was trying to work on a peace treaty between you and giraffes, and, you know, just didn't get a chance to get to it before everyone decided, like, oh yeah, it's a public enemy number one. Oh.
Yeah, he's always trying to broker peace in the Middle East, whether it was between me and giraffes or, you know, any of those other groups that he was trying to broker peace with.
Yeah.
He's just a man of the people.
Peaceful people is what he aspires for.
Are we still talking about Assad?
No, we're talking about whoever. Fill in the blank.
Oh.
Yeah. Putin, Kim Jong-un, Assad, whoever. Doesn't matter.
The new axis of evil, or whatever. I mean, yeah, I mean...
new axis of good fun times for all.
Super awesome fun time 9000. Yeah, I mean, he was a piece of shit, but what's going to happen in his absence is going to obviously be worse. So it's just going to be a new Libya or a new Syria.
I'm optimistic. I mean, the
or
guy
a new Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, at least, like, the leaders in those previous ones never even tried to say the right stuff. At least this guy's trying to say the right things. Like, I was actually shocked that this Syrian rebel group has such a stellar PR guy. Like, I'm like, where did they get this guy? He says all the right things.
Well, anybody can lie.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, the other regimes that you mentioned didn't even bother to do that much, so.
All I'll say is, send me over there with a Hellcat with subs in it and a Glock. I'll have it sorted out in a week. I'm built different like that. You guys have seen the pictures. You know it's true.
I think if we just like gave that region of the world smartphones and Starlink, they'd all get addicted to porn, and then they would all be like, you know what? Western civilization isn't all that bad, and radical Islam would just end immediately. See, I honestly think that would actually happen.
I used to think that 10 years ago, Planet Peterson, I used to say almost the exact same thing, where, oh, if we just gave them all Wi-Fi, let them connect to the internet, then... But no. After seeing the rise of Flat Earth, I no longer think that. Like, the internet has been able to silo people into their little echo chambers so well that they'll just make ISIS internet, and they'll have their own ISIS version of TikTok.
ISIS. Dude, that would be ISIS that talk. Would be the ISIS most, talk. Well, ISIS has a Twitter.
The most insane app.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't understand. It's like, okay, maybe if there's one thing we should be censoring, it should probably be that.
Yeah, there's...
I'm a free speech absolutist, actually. ISIS can do whatever they want as long as they don't insult Elon Musk, then they should be able to allow to say it.
Yeah, as long as they're investing in Doge, I don't care.
He's been such a hypocrite. It's such a joke. Jack Dorsey's actually come out and said some really wise things with regard to that, but yeah, is whenever I dislike censorship. I can argue against it pretty well. It's actually not even very hard to do. But when people say I'm a free speech absolutist, I want those people to have their tongue surgically removed so that they can never talk again. Because that's just, why would you say that? It's like, okay, is it okay to lie to investors and commit fraud? That's free speech. Is it okay to commit perjury? That's free speech.
Yes. See, the thing is, you don't get is that I actually am a free speech absolutist person, and I do think that you should be able to do all of those things.
I mean, yeah, a guy like Elon Musk, unironically, like, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, though. They're always going to be an absolutist until it affects them personally. Then they're like, how the fuck is this allowed? Who let this happen?
Yeah,
there was actually just an example of that.
That guy called me a twat waffle. I want his tongue on my desk.
They were publicly they were tracking flights, which are public record. Ban them.
It really is kind of funny because they'll contradict themselves, and it's not just people that are at the top like Elon Musk or whatever. These are the people you run into that you guys debate, like just random guys that happen to want to debate. They say the same shit and they don't realize it. It makes no sense to me. It's the same thing with Flat Earth. They try to parrot what the people at the top of Flat Earth say, but they do it way worse.
I mean, I think it's similar to like what Kent Hovind does, where he says, oh, you know, I don't want to get my religion taught in schools. I just want to get science. I just want to get evolution out of schools. I don't want to get my religion taught, okay? But then that's just a total lie. Like, they just can say, they can like, retreat back into a lie like that because they know that they're never going to be in a position of power to actually do anything about it. Like, if Kent Hovind was in a political position of power, he absolutely would want young Earth creationism taught in science classes. He just doesn't have the power to make it so he can just retreat and say, look, I don't want to get it taught in classes. I just want evolution out. So it's like the same thing. Like, when you're not in power, you can say, I'm a free speech absolutist. You want to shut down my speech? I think everyone should be allowed to say anything. But then once you get into power, then all of a sudden you're not you want to shut down your opposition. You don't want your opposition to be able to say whatever they want. You just want your side to be able to say whatever you want. And like, as soon as you're in power, there is no free speech absolutist in power. All the free speech absolutists get into power, and then that goes by the wayside.
Yeah. And I don't understand how Kent Hovind got the following that he did, because most of the quote-unquote evidence he shows looks like a low-quality picture he pulled off of fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
It's not evidence of anything.
Before Facebook, so this is like the best, like his little DVD series was like the best that the creationists had in the 90s.
Dude, maybe that's what inspired the Facebook memes to become what they are. Maybe he's the one who started the boomer meme movement.
I don't want to give him any amount of credit, do or undo.
he deserves credit for some things. They're not good. Not good things by any means.
He deserves credit for bringing a pedophile to Dinosaur Adventure Land to prey on children. So yes. He'll get credit for that.
Yeah.
He deserves credit for not having a lifeguard on duty where that kid drowned. I'll give him credit for that one.
For beating up his second wife. He did that all on his own.
That's true. Gold star.
Yeah, he didn't have any help.
Wasn't there also some issues with his fucking taxes or whatever? I can't remember.
Well, yeah, he went to prison for like 10 years for that.
As well. Man, yeah. You know, this guy's a real pillar of hope in a community that you know, really needs it.
So are you guys excited to make America healthy again?
Oh yeah, dude. Fuck Doritos.
Fuck Doritos. Yeah, I mean, Doritos are okay, but
No. We're getting rid of Doritos and we're replacing them with polio.
Replacing them with polio. That's funny.
Doritos need to be burned.
What you don't understand about Doritos is that
they burn so well because they have palm oil in them.
You know that he got that voice thing from like sharing needles back when he was a drug addict? Like, but he says it's not, he says that that's not true. So I want to make it very clear that alleged in Minecraft, but like he says that it's a mystery to medical science about why his voice is like that. And other doctors can figure it out. And like all of the doctors are saying it's because you shared needles and got like a fucking infection in your throat. And he says, no, nobody knows what it could be. Just nobody knows why my throat's like this. And he says it only just started after I got vaccinated. It must be the vaccines and like all of medical science. It's like, it's because of all the drugs you used to do. And like, he's like, just nobody knows.
You know, the really unfortunate thing is too, RFK is fucking ripped. So everyone looks at him and they're like, dude, oh my God, this guy knows. It's like, well, he works out. It's like, that doesn't mean that he's a super genius on health, guys.
He's on steroids.
Can we just take a step back, please? This guy's 70 and ripped, and you guys aren't questioning that at all.
I mean, anybody can do steroids.
It's from eating roadkill, dude. That's how he got that way.
Beluga whales.
Beluga whales. Yeah, I'm actually a huge proponent of, I would say 95% of the things he rhetorically says and historically has done for like environmental law and things
that
like that.
That is a huge 95 is a big percentage. I don't know if you want to walk that back at all, but 95 is like, I mean, for the environmental stuff, yes. For the health stuff, I mean, you know, he kind of killed a lot of children on American Samoa. Maybe that's part of the 5%, but I think 95 is a pretty big number.
No, it's not less than 90.
I mean, like, most of his medical stuff is just, like, anti-vaccine stuff, which is...
Well, that's one thing.
Yeah, but that's, like, that is 95% of what he's about. Like,
I'm just talking about... Have him write down what his opinions are and which things do you check and which things do you cross out. I would cross out probably 5% of them. Maybe 10.
I feel like you are really underestimating the percentage of his positions that are just pseudoscience, like anti-vax stuff. Like, yesterday, he sent a letter to the FDA asking them to stop making the polio vaccine mandatory.
Yeah, I don't support that. But, I mean, I would just throw that into the general anti-vax. So what the hell is that? New Fortnite skin?
Oh, this is how I feel right now. I'm the little wolf, and my parents are arguing right now.
Oh, nice.
It doesn't look good on the camera. It would have been great if it showed up right.
Well, I don't know. RFK Jr. is kind of crazy. He thinks he's got brain worms. He probably does have brain worms. He said he had one.
Yeah.
The environmental science or the environmental stuff that he does is good, but the stuff about human health is like, he's just so wrong about everything. Like fluoride, vaccines, basically every single time I've heard him speak about any medical intervention of any kind, he has been incorrect. From genetics, vaccine science, immunology, virology, like every time I've ever heard him have an opinion on anything health or science related, it's been an incorrect opinion of pseudoscience, like actively pushing pseudoscience. So I don't know. He seems like exactly the type of guy that you would debate against. So I don't know how you can support. I really think that you're underestimating what percent of his overall possessions are just pseudoscience. I think it's 50-50, not 95-5.
I don't know. It could be. I've listened to him talk for hours before, and
how could you do that? That how could you listen to him talk?
I don't know. I don't know
anything about him. The only thing that I liked is that he would answer questions at least. He did a little bit of dancing, but he didn't dance as much as I saw other politicians. Other than that, though, I don't really know anything about him.
Yeah, and he always had like actual policy ideas, like going back a couple of years. I'm a huge fan of quite a lot of the stuff he has said and done over the years, but what I think is a small percentage. It's pretty bad. I'm not sugarcoating it. It's pretty bad.
Remember when he traveled to American Samoa and convinced the local elders to get rid of the vaccine mandates, and then a measles outbreak killed 70 children?
Classic.
Yay! At least he's got a specific policy recommendation. Yay! He can kill more American children. He's got policies.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. What is American Samoan? What is that?
It's an island in the Pacific that is part of America.
Yeah, it's like Guam, place? Puerto Rico, those kinds of things. Except these are like territories or whatever. Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was militarily advantageous of us to colonize part of Samoa, which is where... at least partially, Dwayne the Rock Johnson. He's part Samoan. So,
Dwayne the Rock Johnson Rock is also Johnson. Certainly on steroids. He says he's not. He looks, he's fucking, 50 now? And he looks about 80 times more ripped than he did when he was 30 and still a professional athlete. Yeah, I'm not buying it. That's so all I know about him.
RFK Jr., you know, I was the one that had to bring up steroids, but when you're talking about The Rock, the steroids is the first word out of your mouth.
I agreed that he's on steroids. He's fucking 70. There's no way he's that ripped and natural.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I think he just takes AG1.
Dude, I don't know. I think he just stopped drinking Pepsi, stopped eating Doritos, and that's just how you naturally look if you don't have those things inside your body.
I think it's all the raw milk. He's drinking a lot of raw milk.
Yeah.
That actually frustrates me that people are fucking chilling raw milk so hard right now. And these morons will take it home and then boil it themselves.
They're doing the boiling themselves.
That is some RFK Jr. shit, though. Like, on the real. Like, that is some shit that RFK Jr. would, like, support and push as, like, part of actual American healthcare. I gotta drink your raw milk now.
It actually boggles my mind. And then the people who don't, they're like, oh, man, my stomach hurts. Oh, I fucking wonder why. Maybe it's that Listeria that you just had a nice big mouthful of. Maybe it's the dust that was on the farm equipment, the infected udders of the cow, and the shit that got in the milk. Maybe it was a little bit of that. That might have been a part of it.
Because the RFK Jr. got the milk from a roadkill cow.
Nope. It's because you ate Doritos. We're sticking with that.
Did you guys see the picture that Trump made RFK Jr. take on like Trump's airplane after he made that? Like RFK made this comment. How disgusting the food that Trump eats on the airplane is. And then like 2 days later, he made RFK Jr. take a photo eating McDonald's with them on the plane. And RFK Jr. looks like he wants to cry.
I thought that was pretty funny. The hostage picture. Yeah.
He like, that was just such that's an alpha dog move, you know? Oh, you want to insult the food I eat? Why don't you take a picture here eating it with us?
Heat seeker. No. The Heat Rock seeker. Is not... Yeah, in the comments. The Rock is not natural. I promise you.
Wait, The Rock is in the comments? I'm so sorry, Dwayne. I don't know these two. I don't support anything they were saying about you. You don't take steroids. If you're in the comments, Dwayne, don't come for me. I don't know.
Live action Moana was great. The red one, that new movie, amazing.
Oh, red one. Yeah, that looks
like... We all love Moana here. Big Moana stands.
Dude.
Keep doing what you're doing. We love you. We support you.
The red one cost $250 million to make. They got, so far, at least as of yesterday, $31 million so far.
That's $50 million too many.
$30 million of that is for us watching the red one on repeat. You know, we have seen it at least 40 times combined.
Yeah, I would screen share and show it, but you know, you have to pay if you want to see it, guys. I'm watching it right now. Trust me.
I've got it going on right behind my screen here. I'm watching the red one all day or day. It's Christmas season. You know how it is.
Yes, so sir.
I never saw it. I don't know if it's even in theaters still anymore, but Gladiator 2. You thought it was good?
I liked it, yeah.
Oh. I mean, it might be like entertaining, but
yeah.
I watched a review of it from I think he's called History Buffs. It's a really good YouTube channel where he reviews movies and stuff like that. And just the historical inaccuracies in it are just, they're just insane. There's trebuchets in the movie, which wouldn't be invented for like another 1400 years. There's a guy reading a newspaper in one scene, apparently. Else? There's a whole bunch of stuff where it's like, that's what? Why is that? I can't remember any off the top of my head.
You cannot watch a Ridley Scott movie like looking for historical accuracy and be like, actually, they didn't read newspapers. It's like, don't be a little pedant little bitch, okay? Like, we're throwing historical accuracy out the window. Like, if you watched the trailer, you saw a motherfucker come out riding a rhinoceros, okay? You know what you're getting into when you go in this to put your ass in that seat at the theater. You are not getting historical accuracy. You are here to see crazy, cool, ridiculously over-the-top, unrealistic shit happen to gladiators in a coliseum. That's why you're there, and that's what you're gonna get, and I loved it. And Denzel Washington stole the entire show, man. Denzel killed it. He was awesome.
Denzel Washington was in that?
And he's like, he's just doing his actual normal accent. He's not even trying to like get the same accent as everybody else. He's just trying, he's just going in there. He's like, it's time for what we call politics. And like, he's just like doing his Denzel thing. He's like hamming it up. It's so good, man. It's honestly worth seeing it just for Denzel's performance. Like, man, that guy, he like, do not bring your girl to this movie, because Denzel is just oozing charisma. Like, he will steal your girl. I'm just saying.
Yeah, sure. Clearly you've never seen the Piss Air tutorial guy.
Oh, jeez. we don't have time to talk about that. In fact, we don't have time to do anything, because I'm going to have to go here in about 1 minute.
Beta move.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, you know, OG Fortnite is out again.
Saw that.
I'm trying to relive being 17 again.
I've been playing the new Helldivers update.
I'm not gonna lie. I forgot that game existed. Did they nerf it to shit, or is it a little better now?
Oh, Grayson, your video went off. It's good. There have been a lot of balance patches, but I think it's really good.
I might have to give it a try again. It's definitely been a while.
What happened with whatever? Yeah. Well. Anyways.
There's two of you now. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Grayson turned his camera off, and now there's two of me.
Oh, there he is.
And now he's back.
He's muted still, though.
My bad.
No, that's okay. So, final experiment is, how long is that supposed to take? A week?
I think you're gonna be there for a week. I thought.
I don't remember. A week or two. Yeah, a week sounds more reasonable.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want to be in Antarctica for 2 weeks. Fuck that.
I had a flat earther tell me that if they see the 24-hour sun, then he's going to change his mind. So I'm going to have a follow-up stream with that guy and see if he really does.
They're just going to...
You should do live reactions. Apparently they're still uploading while they're out there.
Yep.
They're just going to point to the glass half dome where the light kind of wraps around it in that weird way and say that's what happened. But remember, there is no flat earth model. So, I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to say, we never provided a model. You guys are making your own scenario to debunk flat earth with. Fucking shit.
I find that really odd, because if you're just going to admit there's no model, then you have to admit that you can't give anybody a reason to believe your claim. So
yeah, jokes on you, Planet Peterson, because actually us flat earthers don't make any claims of any kind, so you can't debunk our claims.
That is my favorite thing that they say. I'll let you end the stream. I know that you wanted to end it, but oh my god, I make no claims. Claim 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and it just keeps
going. What you gotta understand is that the flat earth is the default position, not a claim. Hence, it cannot be debunked because there has been no claim.
And they don't have the burden of proof because it's the default.
Have you been talking to Chemo lately? That's literally his script, like, down to the exact wording.
I don't know who Chemo is.
I don't know either, but they just all sound like that. They share a script.
Well, you nailed it. You should go get a wig. You'd be a good flat earther if you just, you know, you could make an app.
All right. Well, what were the lessons from today? Buy crypto.
And don't bring anything around a giraffe that you're not willing to lose.
Yeah. Dreams aren't real.
Bashar al-Assad,
friend of the pod, was robbed. Yeah,
Lassie had a wet dream.
Yeah,
and then turned out it actually happened IRL.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's make America healthy again.
Yeah. Yeah. No Doritos.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.